for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Kagayan, everybody!
Stop saying that. Kagayan! We talk about some crazy Floridians.
There's a banana in my sink.
Dog fuckers. Then Jackson Galaxy's coming to our galaxy.
Yep. And we review the Bok Bok set.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's like 45 stone tablets.
Did you start it with this song?
You can if you want. Will you pause it for a second? So you might want to start it over.
It's fine. It was a break. It was a clean break they did.
Oh, we're starting it now.
Yeah.
Just fucking start it now. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Hump Day.
Number 675 of the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
I'm feeling moist.
I'll go ahead with the moist boys.
Moist.
Moist.
This is newer moist boys?
Number five.
Oh, like.
Moist boys five.
Nice.
Followed up, their last album was four.
They're doing
it was good, but it was nowhere near as good as three. I really like three.
Yeah, how was two pretty good or?
Two was pretty good until three came out. Three was a lot more rocking.
It eclipsed two, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. There's still some classic songs on two, but three, man, with Shit Heel, I think is the name of the song.
Dude, I love that word.
Yep, you're a shit heel.
My boss used to call us all shit heels when I was just out of the high school at my first job. He was from Vietnam. He'd tell us stories about killing gooks.
What is a shit heel, though? Is it a heel made of shit, or like a...
It's a person.
It's a heel that is specifically designed only to step in shit.
Yeah, it's a person who has to walk through shit all the time. Like they're the lowest... The shit heels are the people who are getting the shitty end of the deal. Or the heel, I guess, in this book.
Peons.
Yeah, you pee on them. Shit. Shit heels with pee on them.
Check out this solo.
Is that a wiener solo? He does all the solos, right? Marty Marchiani. Mm-hmm. What's his fucking
name?
He's
got kind of a crazy style, though, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And he's heavily effects laden, too.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a lot of effects on that.
Not on this one. I'm just saying in general, you know, like... I don't know what his rig looks like. Probably just looks like a fucking syringe, just like anyone else's.
I thought it looked like a 4x4 Dodge pickup.
That might, too. I don't know if he's a Dodge guy, no, because he's got
with
a
syringe in it.
He's got a Chevy with a Mopar cam.
Check out my rig. It's like hits my truck with a syringe in it and my bass amplifier.
Mm-hmm. And his bass boat.
And my guitar amplifier. It's a rig and a rig and a rig. You know, friggin' in the riggin'?
Why would you not want to put a Mopar cam in a Chevy, Flames?
Oh, we're going to
because
it
don't work.
It don't?
Well, no, you can't. It's the way they're...
Could you modify it and make it work? Could you do it?
Could the guy from Ween do it?
I doubt it.
Mickey Macchiato.
He wrote it in a song, which means it must be true.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened.
Definitely.
Death metal-ly.
Death metal-ly.
Has Stephen King ever wrote a book about a rock and roll singer who writes songs that then things become true?
I don't believe so. That's a pretty good premise. Maybe you could sell it to him.
50 cents. Come on, Stephen King. I know you're listening.
Why are you bringing Curtis Jackson into this?
I want him to play the part.
Oh, he's a rap songwriter, so mm-hmm. You know the songs that come true are bad.
Yep, he has to save his child,
Chelsea
Handler. Shot 18
niggas in the fucking head. And then, like, next thing you know, 18 bullets shooting out.
Dude, he had his tats removed, remember? We talked about that.
He just had them blacked out. He just tattooed brown over him.
No. A lot of brown ink. You could just brown ink them.
Because then... well,
what, he's two gangsters?
Spend too much time in the makeup chair covering him up when he was acting.
Yeah. Yeah. Why, don't be a pussy. All right? Get rolling.
Hey, time is as valuable to everyone as everyone.
If you're going
to
be a pussy, you got to be worth more than 50 cents.
I know.
Or 50 centy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's hump day. 50 cents. Fucking getting tattoos erased and... that's shitty.
Sony recently signed a deal with a show, a comic book, a comic style show.
Yeah, Sony.
I'm not gonna watch it. I don't care what it's called. Just this isn't related news. That was one of those things that I talked about last week that I didn't care about. Oh, the band that was made, it's trying to sell Silence.
Oh yeah, fuck that shit. What?
Well, no, Sony's an exclusive, and I'm not interested in watching it. But I'm not also interested in paying for 1,000 different services to get exclusive shows or whatever shows I want to watch. Got to pay for Hulu Plus. You got to pay for fucking Netflix. You got to pay for Amazon Prime. You got to pay for all these fucking things. So I don't got a damn one fucking place, you know? You know what I'm talking about? Put it on one place.
Now then, you've got me fucking pissed.
And then fucking, you know, do you want to have to subscribe to all... You got to... You can't watch House of Cards on fucking Amazon, can you? No, because you got to have Netflix to watch House of Cards. But you don't want to miss having the access to watch all the old fucking Saturday Night Lives. So you got to go to Hulu, and then you got the other things.
Dude, Netflix has all the old Saturday Night Lives.
I know, it was a bad example.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe you don't need a Hulu Plus. But I don't know if fucking PlayStation Network needs to get involved now. No, I don't
need
so.
Hulu. I used to watch Hulu when Hulu was free, back in the day, but now it's $7.99.
What?
Isn't it? Is there free Hulu on your computer?
I think so. I don't
know.
Well,
not on my phone or my Wii, so I can't. It always says, you need to do this on your computer and then put in this code from your computer into your Wii.
You could watch old shows on there. That's where I watch Bob's Burgers sometimes. Or I watched that one show that was all sci-fi. You remember that one show?
Oh, yeah. It's called All Sci-Fi.
No, it was called Solitary.
No, dude. I don't watch sci-fi much except for the 4400.
Solitary was when they put 9 contestants in 9 solitary rooms, soundproof rooms.
Contestants?
Yep.
Fuck, I hate
that. And then they made them do crazy, torturous stunts.
What's an estant?
Like run around in a circle until you can't run around anymore.
That's okay.
And the last person will be out of the game, but we don't tell you when anyone finishes, so just keep running until you're pretty sure you're not going to be the last one.
Huh.
Well, or they'll make you sit on a point.
What's the point of that?
To outlast your contestants without knowing how far they're lasting. To see how far you'll put yourself through torture.
Contestants.
It was a weird premise of a show.
It sounds like it. Sounds like it.
Old Blazer Cliff Robinson off of Survivor.
Oh, they kicked him off already?
Yep.
Too tall, huh?
He was too tall. They couldn't all fit in the bed.
He couldn't keep his fucking head under the canopy of the rainforest. Where are they at this year?
Somewhere.
Zimbabwe?
Some island?
Somalia?
Yep.
Some island? Hey, I went to the Somaliland Islands.
Caraguay, is that a place?
Paraguay.
Caraguay.
Square Gray?
Square Gray.
Yeah, I live in Square Gray.
Caramon, is that
a
place?
It's a Square Gray Island. It's just weird. It looks like concrete. It's square and it's gray. There's no trees. It's called Square Gray.
Square of gray, you got a square a day.
Hey, when are they going to come out with new version or new episodes of My Cat from Hell? I watched them all. Now I miss it.
Oh, no.
He's coming
to
Portland.
You miss it?
You remember that cat that made the people call 911 a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
He's coming to work with that cat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they called him specially. He's coming to California to meet the angry California. Dude, what the fuck's California? Is that a place I just made up?
Yeah.
California, Oregon.
Yeah, it's a new...
Portland. He's coming to Portland to meet with the angry kitty who made national headlines when he lashed out at his family earlier this month. Attacked their 7-month-old baby. He wants to keep it. It's been a part of the family for a long time, so they're calling in Jackson Galaxy.
Meow.
He's going to find out what prompted Lux to lash out. Who writes this shit?
I know who did it.
Who?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, so watch out, Portland, for Jackson Galaxy. He'll be flying into a neighborhood near you to deal
with
it.
That guy's weird, dude. I mean, he has cat toys in his guitar case.
He's probably got guitars in his cat case. He brings in a guitar case, and then he opens
it
up.
He's like, here, I'll show you what's wrong with your cat. You have to play with it.
I thought he was going to say, you have to play a song for it. Here's my guitar. Meow, meow. No, and then he brings out his guitar case, and it's just full of, like long sticks with strings on them and feathers.
That's every episode, though. Oh, it comes down to...
You got
to
play with
you got to play with your fucking cat.
And he's got to have vertical areas.
And he has to have things that he enjoys in the house.
Yeah, like we just have a cat and we just fuck with him. And then when we play with him, we try to get him down and go, that's
playing.
And
then he scratches everybody.
I can't believe he scratches us, man. We never play with him. And then when we do, he fucking scratches us. Mm-hmm. It's fucking weird.
Bastard.
He hides under the bed and stuff. It's weird. We don't give him anywhere to sit that's not on the ground. So he's like always getting chased by feet. He's scared of everything. My cat is, you know, I watch those shows and those cats are shitty.
And then you went out and bought some cat furniture.
No, my cat's awesome. I already had it. She sleeps on my pile of guitars. Mm-hmm. She gets up on other things and she's,
Has your cat ever shat on a stick?
No, but this one, the little bitch kitty, she's so picky. If I'm like one day late, like she knows what day I'm supposed to be emptying the litter box.
Uh-huh.
One day late, she's shitting right in front of it. Like, here's some shit on your floor in case you didn't realize that my box needs to be changed.
And they're looking up at you as they're doing it.
And he says the cats don't do stuff out of spite. Bullshit. That is spite if I ever heard it. Or is that just hey, I can't talk or anything, so I would tell you, but... It doesn't work when you fucking scratch up on the carpet. You can't cover up shit with carpet. Fucking cat.
Cagayan.
Cagayan?
That's in the Philippines. That's where Survivor is.
Oh, that was really close to Square Gray.
And it's 20. and it's 28th season.
In 4 years. How do they do so many seasons?
I don't know.
Weird. I was watching a video the other day. It was on an island that reminded me of Square Gray. Or what's it called? Calamity?
Cagayan.
Cagayan.
There's three A's in it.
That's no word should have three A's.
Captain Juan Pablo Carrion arrived in Cagayan with 100 fully equipped soldiers and their family by order of Gonzalo Ronquillo de Panaloza, the fourth Spanish governor general of the Philippines. The expeditionary force was sent out to explore the Cagayan Valley to forcibly convert the natives to Catholicism and to establish ecclesiastic missions in towns throughout the valley.
He just said 412 A's. That was weird.
What?
I was counting his A's, eh?
Yep.
Were you counting his A's?
No.
Yep, so that's where they are. They're in Cagayan.
Right on.
Notable residents of Cagayan was Juan Ponce Enrile.
Juan Ponce?
Yep.
Dude, once upon
a
time.
He served as Justice Secretary and then Defense Secretary under the Marcos regime.
Did you say Juan Ponce?
Juan Ponce in relay.
So he was a time. Juan Ponce a time. That's how Japanese people read fairy tale.
If you go there, I recommend you visit the Duba Cave.
The Duba Cave?
And the Duba Cave. It is a wet river cave and a swimming cave all in one.
Which Duba Yuba? I like smoking Dubas. Duba.
Yep.
I smoke
you
a Dubi.
You can float down.
In Dubai.
In your personal flotation device. Or you can go to the Rio Grande de Cagayan.
That's Rio Grande.
The Philippines' mightiest water course.
The Philippines' mightiest water course. Hello.
Or you might go to the Calayo Cave.
The Calayo Cave?
It has seven chambers.
Dude, I don't like chamber caves. They freak me out. I went to a chamber cave when I was like 12, and I fucking freaked out. You guys ever been in a chamber cave?
I have never been in a chamber cave.
It's a cave with a bunch of chambers in it. What do you think it is? What does it sound like?
I recommend.
It's scary is what it is.
Where's this at?
They're all over the world.
Cagayan.
There's one in Cagayan.
I've been having the fish ladders, so if that's anything.
Oh, the fish ladder is different than a chamber cave.
Okay.
I recommend you go to the Bukol Ngabayay.
Dude, we went to the fish hatchery this last week with our family who's in town from Oklahoma. I saw...
Are there no fish hatcheries in Oklahoma?
There are, but they don't... Maybe there is. I don't know if there is or not. I didn't ask them. I'll ask them. But anyway, we went there. Dude, there was fucking rainbow trout that were like fucking 3 feet, fucking 40 pounds.
Nice.
Rainbow... I didn't know rainbow trout's got
that... I told you you couldn't find the end of the rainbow, and when you get there, there's trout.
There was trout. That's what happens. Yeah. That's why leprechaun-like fish.
You know, the rainbow trout is actually one of the most well-educated fish.
Oh.
Because and they watch a lot of reading rainbow trout.
They're also very diverse.
With LeVar.
Do you like fish
halibut.
Sticks?
No.
Because gay fish are part of the Rainbow Trout Association, you know. It's rainbow gay. Reading rainbow, that was gay. LeVar Burton, he's gay. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know, but if he was on Reading Rainbow.
I think he is, actually.
And he was Kunta Kinte, too.
Kunta
and
Kinte!
Then they took his sight from him and sent him to space.
Wow.
Put a weird thing across his eyes and he can't see, but he's the commander of the ship.
Oh,
what,
wow.
What did he do on Star Trek? Was he a commander or... We got any Star Trek geeks here in the building?
No.
Is this a building or is this a house? Is this a studio?
I don't watch Star...
Anything. Except for... I used to watch Star Search. And I used to watch...
Starsky and Hutch.
Star Jones a lot on The View. I used to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Starsky and Hutch. That's right. Starsky and Hutch. What other star shows did you like? Did you ever watch Starstruck? Starring John Paul Van Winkle.
Get Your Motor Started.
That's a Steppenwolf.
A Minute to Win It.
Okay.
Guy Fieri.
Oh, I watched a little bit of that. I've been watching Deal With It. That's kind of funny.
Oh, Deal With It.
Deal With
I've
It.
I've never watched that show. What channel is it on?
That's a show you don't get.
I don't get TB or Arculocus.
It was started by Howie Mandel's brother, Alex Mandel, I think. And what you do
is
got
Mandel.
Theo Von Lee is the host. And
Theo Von Lee.
They go into restaurants, usually the same restaurant, and they'll get a person and they'll bring them back. You want to play our game show? It's called Deal With It. You put an earpiece in. You have to do whatever we tell you.
Oh, I've seen that.
And if you don't do it, then you just say, I can't deal with it. So, like, they're at a restaurant.
I've
guy's
seen
like,
that.
She's like, okay, just take a chip and throw it on the ground. Boyfriend's like, what are you doing?
And the other person's like in this weird maze or something in the back or something?
No, they go in the back at the beginning. No, there's no maze. They go back there and say, here's what we're going to do. You want to play a game show? And they're like, yeah, you can win up to $5,000. Okay, you got to do what we tell you. And then they just go back out. And then she's like, okay, when that waitress walks by, just smack her on the butt. Why are you staring at that woman? I feel sorry for her. Really.
Yeah, they showed that after Impractical Jokers a couple times, I think.
It's kind of like Impractical Jokers, but it's not free. Basically, you're doing what they tell you, and if you don't do, you don't win. But
you ever watch that Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is?
No, I didn't know what that is.
God damn it.
Is that what they say on it?
No. I was saying that because you hadn't watched it.
Oh. Well, darn it.
No, it's got Jay Moore on it.
I watched something with him in it the other day. There was that,
Suicide Kings.
Nope. It was that movie about the improv.
Have you seen Suicide Kings?
I have several times.
All right.
I watched Evil Dead.
What? Did you say no?
Did you say no?
Nope. I haven't seen Suicide Kings.
What?
You should just kill yourself now.
I know. Suicide King, yeah.
Dude, it's got the kid from Roseanne in it.
I know.
He's so awkward in that movie. He's great.
All righty then.
Well, it's got Christopher Walken and Jay Moore.
He's in a bigger show than Roseanne was ever.
Yeah, but he's so
he now?
This is not a poker game. I told you guys you could come to my house to play poker. This is definitely not poker.
He always plays the
You have
bitch.
A man tied to the chair in my... Who's got their shoes on in the living room?
I know. It's so great.
Like, my parents are going to kill me. Cops come to... It's great. It's a great movie. They get involved with the mob, Christopher Walken. They're cutting off fingers and shit. Oh, spoiler. Who got his fingers cut off? Oh.
Meow. Yeah.
Max Perlick. Do you know Max Perlick? I don't know if that's how you say it, but that's how it he's in a lot of. He was in Drugstore Cowboy. He's in a lot of movies.
There's a Drugstore Cowboy.
Because I'm Glenn fucking what's his name. He used to play for the Beach Boys.
Glenn.
Campbell. I say Campbell. Campbell. Because that's where it came from. They had a bell at the camp.
Mm-hmm.
But people got lazy and they just call it Campbell.
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 If you sent someone a letter, which letter would it be?
If it was Henry Winkler, I'd send him A.
A W.
Hey, I saw him on MeTV recently.
Really?
Yeah, which I think was somehow an Oregon show, but he was talking about all sorts of, it was pretty much just his career. It was like a morning show, but that's in the afternoon. I just sit there in really close chairs, like all leaning towards him, asking him questions, and he just fielding.
He can be pretty funny.
It was amazing to see his retrospective on his large career. From, they talked about him being in the Adam Sandler movies, which he's been in a few. They talked about the Arrested Development, which he was in. And I think this was shot a little bit before the season 4 came in on Netflix.
Yeah.
And then he talked about the Hippity Hoppity days.
He
talked about the jacket.
Oh, you mean Hoppy Days?
Came today to be...
That was supposed to be a spinoff.
He said something about he went in there and was wearing a golf jacket. They didn't want him to wear a leather jacket because he'd be associated with criminals.
A golf jacket?
Yeah. You know his other jacket that he always wore?
Oh. No. I thought he always wore a leather jacket.
I don't know. I don't remember watching it that much.
Did you ever hear about that spinoff that they tried to do?
The Mork and Mindy?
No. Was that,
Laverne and Shirley?
No, it was one that never happened.
Oh, a Space Ghost?
Hoppy Days.
Other coast?
He got in a bad motorcycle wreck and lost one of his legs.
Who did?
Fonz. And it was called Hoppy Days. Because he just had one leg. Get it?
No.
That's a joke.
You should star in that movie.
I know. I tried to get the role. But I'm allergic to cinnamon.
But all you got was a bun.
A bun. Like a hairdo. More like a duck's ass.
Have you ever taken a selfie?
Yeah. I was just giving my daughter advice on how to take a better selfie.
Really?
Yeah. Did you know that's a thing?
Yeah.
Because sometimes she's trying to take a selfie in the mirror of the mirror. I was like, first off, you're going to be backwards. You have a front camera.
Uh-huh.
She's like, yeah, but it takes shitty pictures. And I was like, well, turn the phone around and look at the image in the mirror. But point the back of the phone towards you. That way you're not taking pictures of toothbrushes and shit. You can't be putting toothbrushes in your fucking selfies, okay?
True.
You ever take a selfie and have toothbrush in it?
No.
Good, because don't.
There was a teenager in Milan who went to take a selfie with a 19th century replica statue. And jumped into its lap and broke its leg.
The statue jumped into his lap?
No, he jumped into the statue's lap to take a selfie.
Oh...
But that's not a selfie if you're putting it in there with that's a statue-y.
Well, you think that's a crazy story. You should hear those crazy Floridian stories I got.
All right.
Just last week or the week before, 99 N-Words came knocking at my door. No, wait. There's a guy. We were just talking last week about a guy.
How do words knock on your door?
Inwardly.
Inwardly.
So this guy, remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about a guy fucking his pit bull in his yard? We decided that that was... not legal anymore to fuck animals in Florida, remember? Guys, remember talking about that?
Yeah, it's still legal,
though. You might not have been here. No, it's not.
Oh.
Because this other Florida man got 2 counts of animal cruelty after his neighbors said they witnessed him raping his 8-month-old dog on his porch in Daytona Beach. His name's James Bull. Oh, that's Bull, man.
I saw a guy on Tosh.0. He was caught on video...
He's 61 years old. This dog is 8 months old, which is like 56 months in dog years. Mm-hmm. So it's like still a little kid. It's 4.5 years old. He's 60. They reported that the sexually traumatized dog is now skittish and obviously afraid. He's a small light brown mixed dog.
Mm-hmm.
And when the neighbors saw him, they saw him put the dog down and pull his pants up real quick. So dog fucking, that's still going on down there. And did you know that Hulk Hogan had a store in Florida?
No.
With memorabilia?
I heard there's a new Skid Row cover band that's Yiddish. Or Skittish Row.
Skittish Row or Yiddish Row. I didn't hear about, are they from Florida too?
Yeah.
All right. A heavyset woman in her 50s swiped an autographed shoe from the Hulk Hogan store.
I would not do that.
It's supposed to be worth a lot of money. I read a follow-up
story. I'd rather get
story.
One of those yellow shirts.
There's a large statue of Hulk Hogan outside the store. It fell over about 4 minutes afterwards, creating a distraction. She took the shoe. Boom. I'm out of here. But I guess they found her now, and then she's agreed to give the shoe back. It's like Cinderella story.
Yeah.
It is.
And here's my final Florida story for today. This is great. Operation Hoodoo Voodoo.
Hoodoo?
They had 44 pounds of meth.
You do.
No, I don't.
Oh, goodness.
they seized $2 million worth of meth when the ringleader, Luis Villafuerte Rojas.
Oh, I used to live next to that guy.
He's a voodoo priest, dude.
Yeah, I remember him.
Wow.
He'd always rant about non-voodoo priests.
They would always consult with a voodoo priest before cooking up a new batch. they just wanted to know if it was okay to keep going, and the guy said, oh, yes, let me check. The priest advised him everything's okay. Just lay low for a couple of weeks. Turns out he was wrong, and they got arrested. So I'm sure they'll be probably suing the priest pretty soon. But let's see. Federal investigators say the multi-million dollar Mexican meth pipeline. Oh, a pipeline. A Mexican meth pipeline went through Southern California to Nevada, Georgia, and Florida. So, yeah, they got a bunch of AR-15s, AK-47s, pistols, grenade launchers, and about 44 pounds of meth, all headed up by a voodoo...
That's a lot of meth.
Voodoo priest.
That's methed up.
That is methed up.
I got a Florida story.
Give it to me. And then we'll get out of it.
You know that they are moving to ban kids getting married under 16?
Well, they should.
Yeah, they should.
Well, there's currently only 10 states that currently ban under age 16 marriages outright. In Florida, currently, you can if you have a baby or are expecting one.
What about parents' consent? Seems like that would override it. No, it doesn't count?
I don't know. But they're trying to pass the law to where it will be illegal even with parental consent.
Well, good, because no one under 16 should be... I don't even think a 16-year-old
should be... Why not? At one point, life expectancy was only 23.
What?
That's true, right?
When? In fucking 1512?
1512 BC, maybe.
Dude, people... Seriously?
But still, they were
no, dude, Moses
then.
Lived to be like 900. How could someone get the short end of the stick at all? 23.
Yeah, but there was a lot of death births, though, so it really brought
death
down...
births?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Death birth.
Yeah.
He died when he was
yeah,
being
you
born.
Died, then you birthed.
Yeah, stillborn, I know. Death birth. No, dude, I don't even That's care if you're only going to live to be 20. You're not old enough to fathom what marriage is. You're old enough to fathom it as an adult, and you
maybe,
just decide that that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to like it a lot, but that's what I'm going to do.
If you let younger people marry, though, like at 12, 13, right? Like maybe marriage would change to adapt to that. And so instead of marriage being what it is now, marriage would be more about running through a large field of daisies, you know, and doing homework at night.
That's not what marriage is, dude.
I know, but it would change to
you
that.
You have obviously never been married.
It would change to that.
You want
to
go run through some daisies, Flames?
And
I
do homework?
Okay, and do homework, but we don't do that in a marriage. If you've ever been married and ran through daisies and then went home and done homework,
no,
you
if
need
you were
to...
12 and you would have got married, would you have ran through daisies and then went home and done
no,
your
I
homework?
I would have been making out under the bleachers trying to have my first baby because I felt inadequate as a fucking husband that I can't produce semen yet.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to have a fucking wife if you can't even produce semen because all
yeah,
a wife
you could
is a baby
the cow
factory.
Semen.
If I have a girlfriend, I want to come on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I have a girlfriend for. And the wife, I come in because she's already had a hysterectomy. Hysterectomy? Damn near killed me. Wait. Hysterectom? Damn near killed him.
Right.
You know a 9-year-old kid in North
one.
Carolina?
No, I don't.
I know one in Brownsville.
Oh. A 9-year-old kid in North Carolina, he was told not to bring his My Little Pony backpack to school anymore because it triggered other kids to bully him.
Yeah, but Uh-oh. Update. There's an update to that story you haven't heard.
Yeah, a bunch of people petitioned.
Yeah, now he's okay to bring it. They told him he can bring it back now. But it's become such a social stigma. Why would he even want to? It's like, hey, you can't bring this because you're getting teased too much. It's like, ha ha, you got teased first. Ha ha.
They were pushing him down and stuff, dude.
You're a brony. You got a My Little Pony backpack and you're a boy. What an idiot. Okay.
A brony.
You guys stop teasing him.
That's a thing. A brony is a thing.
Come here, little brony.
A brony.
Don't bring your My Little Brony thing.
I think by definition, a brony's in their mid 20s, though.
Yeah, you have to be older to be a brony. But there's a documentary about it called Bronies.
Bronies.
There's a lot of men, adult men, who won't really admit it. Some of them do, but they like My Little Pony. But so now they've said this little 9-year-old, okay, dude, petition signed. We guess we have to let you bring the My Little Pony backpack, even though you're going to get teased even more because you're a fucking nerd.
Isn't that like saying, though, that you're wearing that short skirt, I'm going to rape you more?
Yeah, if you're good looking, it's
if
not
you keep
rape.
Wearing that short skirt, I'm going to continue to rape you.
I learned that earlier this week on the podcast, that if you're extremely good looking, then it's always consensual.
What you got cooking?
And I am extremely good looking. Did you ever have an extremely good looking teacher as a student that you wanted to...
Yeah.
Mrs. Cratchity.
That's a shitty name. That's
not really a name.
The only one I remember, I was too young to really know what sex was because I was only like in the third grade.
Mm-hmm. But you still stuck your pencil in her vagina?
Well, I'd been divorced twice by then. I had never had sex. But no, Mrs. Wooters. That's a weird...
Wooters?
I didn't even associate it with Hooters.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that was a place yet. Let's see. Third grade, 1978?
Probably not.
Wooters. Mrs. Wooters. And
she like raisins?
She was cute and younger than all the other teachers who seemed really old. But yeah, how come people didn't...
Raisins.
Why didn't people fucking... Why didn't they used to fuck the kids like they do these days?
I don't know why, though.
This lady in Georgia, she's a math teacher, but she's adding up to trouble.
I bet if she's teaching meth.
Yeah, she's teaching meth and having sex with children.
Oh, wow.
Off campus, though, but two students. And she takes them to the Waffle House and fucks them. No, dude, she didn't. She looked kind of cold. Thing. She looked like a cold waffle. The blue, I think she's blue waffle.
Oh, a frozen Waffle Hut.
So she takes them to the Waffle House, which, if you've ever heard Jim Gaffigan, he talks about the Waffle House.
Yeah, the waffle.
He's like, they're not even trying. He's like, sometimes the neon sign will burn out, the W, and it's just Awful House.
How many more jokes are there going to be?
So she got arrested. She's in jail with $50,000 cash bail. She's 41.
It's better to have a cash bail than a hay bail.
She's having sex with 17-year-olds.
Oh, wow.
And she's teaching meth.
Is that really that bad, though? How old is she?
41.
I want to be a 17-year-old.
You know, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. What they should do is put her in a younger kid's class, and then if it happens again, it's 17, you know, you never know.
What they ought to do is just borderline. Make her a college teacher to where the kids are all over 18.
There you go.
Well, move her younger so she's not tempted.
Yeah. Oh, you're 3? Oh, your penis is way too small.
Oh,
man, when you get
boy.
To be 12 and start producing the semen, I'm going to marry you. Can we get married? I love you. Dude, I haven't been smoking for 28 days now, cigarettes, and I'm still how long can this go on?
It'll go on for years, dude.
You'll cough.
Is it because
of
the weed smoking? Because I know I smoke more weed smoke than I've ever smoked.
No, it's just what happens when you quit smoking cigarettes.
For the rest of my life?
Black flint until it's all out of your lungs.
It'll eventually go away, but yeah.
Give it a 2-3 years.
I feel like I'm working in a coal mine.
Dude, it'll be a lifetime.
How long?
It'll be a lifetime before your lungs recover from the damage done by smoking cigarettes.
But it's already started.
I just ordered my first non-nicotine fucking juice.
Would you say, though, that...
All over your face.
Would you say, though, that you're more comfortable smoking it because it's indoor-friendly now, though?
Big time, dude.
And so that you're probably getting a more steady supply of nicotine, huh?
Oh, totally. I mean, I don't smoke it when I first get up or anything like that.
No, but, I mean, it's easier just to have it and kind of like...
But you know what's weird?
Or even like
in the
store.
I don't ever smoke a full cigarette amount of it because it Just,
well, that's true.
It's more like a pipe now. Like, I take a couple puffs off it, and then I set it down, and sometimes I'll forget about it for, like, 5 or 6 hours.
You should totally get one for your weed habit.
I'm going to, dude. It's going to be my wax burner.
Wax.
You know what they do? They have changeable things like this. Oh, here's some nicotine. Here's one with no nicotine. Here's one with some hash oil in it. And here's one with some wax. What do
Can
I
we
feel
get,
like
no,
today?
Before I hear this commercial about all, before I hear your commercial about all the different things that it can do, you got to put,
I was smoking a Duracell.
You put David Bowie's changes on the back.
Why?
Because you're changing,
I'm not making no commercial. They ain't giving me shit.
Changes.
Oh, have you ever been on a plane?
Oh, yes.
No. Or yes, twice.
Lots of times.
But did you hear
that? Did it have windows?
Oh, yes.
Windows 8.
Well, what would you think of riding in a plane with no windows?
It wouldn't be as fun.
I think it
would
yeah.
it be would it be nerve-wracking though? You're in a large
no.
metal tube flying in the sky and you cannot see out.
It'd almost no. be better.
Like you wouldn't as far as you knew you were in the water sinking.
Or you could just be driving down the runway.
Right?
But you're feeling that weightlessness. You're feeling
you could be crashed and you wouldn't even know because there
oh,
were no
you'd
windows.
Know. You'd know.
Yeah, you would.
You know, I heard of a cool thing the other day. I heard that Bruce Campbell.
You wouldn't know if you were nosediving, would you?
You
oh, yeah.
feel it. You can
yeah.
feel the pressure.
You can actually, you can feel
I know,
yourself.
I heard that Bruce Campbell lives in Southern Oregon now.
In the sea. He lives in a pineapple under the
Southern
sea.
Oregon.
No, and he was in Eugene looking for work or something.
Uh-huh.
Why is he looking for work? He's getting ready to make another
Starbucks.
Movie. Anyway, so
have
I Googled.
You ever read his book?
I Googled Bruce
on
Campbell.
Audiobook?
No. Googled Bruce Campbell, Oregon. There's an old dude like 90 who's named Bruce Campbell who lives up by Portland, and he made a 747 into his house.
Nice.
He's got wings for decks.
That's crazy cakes.
It's 1,096 square feet, and he left the cockpit intact, and it's his computer room. He's
nice.
Got a computer screen in the fucking instrument panel, and it's yeah. his, and fuck, that's pretty cool, actually. You
yeah.
know? He cleared out all the seats and like made it into a house inside. It's weird, dude.
Have you ever played Quasi Cupcakes?
Do you have a wisp?
Quasi Cupcakes.
I played Quispy Quasi Cupcakes.
No, it was from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I don't even know if it's a real game.
I watched a couple episodes that a few weeks ago. Never did talk about it because it didn't make that big of an impression. But not a terrible show, but not that funny.
Oh, it's like movie 43, huh?
No, I don't think it's anywhere near that because it's a TV show.
I know.
They're not pushing no envelopes there. They're just trying to, what I'm
yeah,
seeing.
It's funny, man.
What
That's
I'm trying
funny.
To see is Adam Sandler, or whatever his name is, Adam
Sandberg.
Ambi Mamberg, is trying to make friends with that new fucking CO or whatever, commanding officer.
Oh, yeah.
First
yeah.
couple episodes.
Uh-huh. But you know his commanding officer is like gay, right?
Oh, yeah. He came out on like the second episode.
Yeah.
But I remember like
some white guy.
Chelsea Peretti. Said something. She's on that too, you know, and she said something. I'm getting kind of a. Did anybody get a gay vibe off that guy? But I wasn't. I didn't until he said he was gay. I had no idea.
I
He's
know,
like, oh, I'm totally gay.
He's a humorless individual.
You're a big black gay man.
He's like the actual opposite of what you would expect from a guy being gay.
Yeah.
He has no humor and he talks real sternly.
And he doesn't
and he
talk
gets
like
no
this
joy
at all.
And he's black.
Yeah. And I bet he likes white guys.
Yeah.
And he's muscular.
Because I don't see how anyone
Terry
gay.
Crews, funny pretty on there, too.
Yeah, funny pretty.
The other guy.
Funny pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought he was related to Tom Cruise until I found out he was black and spelled his name different. But Tom Cruise? You know,
hey,
Terry Crews.
Did you know that they're making a plane that has no windows?
Yeah, you were
so
going to say
go
something
faster.
About that.
So no, this is an unrelated story. I was asking you that question earlier.
That's unrelated. That's weird that you just came across that.
No, they're going to have, instead, they're going to have screens that show the sky while you're flying around so you don't get the glare when you're staring out your window.
That's cool. It's just like playing a video game. I'm going to play a video game where I'm riding on a plane.
Boeing says that that's not the wave of the future, and they're not going to do that, though. They said that passengers like windows.
Yeah, just ask Bill Gates.
It does give you a better feel of stuff like you.
I took
just
a window
a spatial
seat.
For real of what you see in your eye, people's.
I liked it, dude. I liked having a window seat on a
Because if you don't have any windows in the thing at all, you're just really in a tin can with a bunch of other people, and it's just going to seem a lot smellier. It's going to be a lot smellier. It's going to ream a lot smellier. It's going to
ream.
It's going to gleam. It's going to seem.
Hey, did you hear that they found a roll of undeveloped film from the Kurt Cobain suicide?
I did, and then I didn't.
Did you?
And then I did again.
Oh, well, they said they did.
No, they did.
Did they or not?
They did.
Okay. Well, apparently CNN wrote the worst, I don't know what it is called, L-E-D-E? Leddy?
L-E-D-E.
That's like a lead-in to a story or something? It's like a meme, but it's a lead.
Okay.
I guess. It's where you write something that's a witty thing that has mm-hmm. something to do with
some guy
maybe
wrote
their
this.
Past, like... Yeah, it was something like, he said he didn't have a gun, but apparently he did.
Oh, that joke's so hack.
Well, I know. It's not even a joke. It's just like a lead-in to a story.
That's hack material, dude.
It is hack material.
That's like saying, the Beatles blown up on the wall behind what has more brains than Kurt Cobain. The wall's behind him. Blah, blah, blah.
So this website came up with...
You ever heard that joke?
Yeah, I have. It's kind of funny.
I know, but it's hacky at this
it
point,
is hacky.
Right?
Yeah, it is hacky. So they made up a bunch of other ones that are pretty tasteless.
All right.
Buried, yeah. Kurt Cobain once sang on All Apologies. And buried, he remains. But the Seattle police found a roll of undeveloped film. You know, so it's like the lead into the story. Rape me, my friend, Kurt Cobain once wrote, but there's nothing friendly about this. I'm happy because today I found my friends. That's an ironic reference.
They didn't really
to shotgun
find much,
pellets.
Though, did they?
Shotgun pellets. No, they didn't show the pictures. I don't think that I know.
I don't think they said they found. They said they were uneventful.
And here's the best one. Hey, wait! I've got a new complaint. Sang Kurt Cobain from the afterlife upon discovering CNN was posting photos from the scene of his suicide 20 years later. You hang me out to dry, sang Kurt Cobain, who actually did not hang himself, but instead shot himself in the face.
Wow.
That's rude. It's just rude.
It is.
And 20 years later, they're still writing about him. Sorry, Kurt. Rest in peace. Next month is the 20-year anniversary of his death.
Next month is the 120th anniversary of John Lennon's death, too.
I think you have him confused with someone else.
Oh, okay.
He's been dead that long?
That was... Lenin, the communist.
Oh, Vladimir Putin Lenin.
Vladimir
no, but there
Putin.
Is a new letter from John Lennon, and it's up for auction.
Oh, yeah, what's it say? Imagine there's this letter.
It is titled A Matter of P.
I thought you were going to say trust.
Nope, A Matter of P.
Peace.
A Matter of P?
Mm-hmm, and the letter talks about it was not him, but it was... Keith Moon and Harry Nilsson.
Nilsson Schmilsson.
Who shared a studio with him. It was those two that peed on the recording console at CBS Studios.
I didn't know anybody.
Not John Lennon. He said he could not babysit other rock stars, but it was those guys. He didn't want to be kicked out.
So he's narking them off.
Yep.
That's some bullshit, dude.
Hmm.
I'm kind of pissed.
And then he went on to a different recording studio, but it was from around 1975.
Wow.
And he name dropped a couple other big names in there, too.
Big
said,
big names,
hey,
like Engelbert Humperdinck.
Got to be pissing on consoles.
Ooh. Engelbert Humperdinck is one of the biggest names in music.
Yeah.
If you think about how many letters.
Yeah.
I just wrote that joke. That's
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Dink. And you know that's not even his real name.
No, it's not.
What's your favorite Engelbert Humperdinck song?
Couldn't name one if you paid me.
What's your favorite Bach song?
Couldn't tell you if I paid me.
I do have the Bach set. I think my favorite is Overture 1812 or something.
Yeah.
Bach wrote that?
No, I don't know.
That's Tchaikovsky. I think that is Tchaikovsky.
Which is hard to say Chai when it starts with a T.
Vladimir
what the fuck?
Tchaikovsky.
Right. T7.
Why is everyone with a weird name Vladimir? Vladimir Shalomon?
Vladimir the Impaler.
Vladimir not Shyamalan.
Vladimir the Impaler.
Vladimir not Shyamalan.
I'm glad I'm not M. Night Shyamalan.
Why? You would be rich if you were, dude.
I know, but I would have written one good movie that was only that is only good the first time you watch it.
This fucking podcast, or whatever it's called, would be so much more popular if we were M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan, he's got the... How good is Sixth Sense past two watches? Could you ever watch it again?
I'll try watching it again tonight, and I'll let you know on Friday.
Well, you've only seen it twice.
I've seen it twice. I might have seen it more than
twice. You don't need to watch it a third time.
Why? Dude, have you ever seen all that fucking thing about all the clues about the red doorknob and all these other things?
Yeah, the red doorknob. Wow, big whoop-dee-doo.
Every time you see a red doorknob, there's some fucking dead going on. There's someone dead in the scene right now, and if you were smart enough to put it together the first time you watched it, like fucking new baby buggy.
That's why you watch it the second time. That's why you watch it the second time.
And what about the third? Now, lately, I've been watching some movies from back earlier in this day, and I'm remembering the movies, and... Like, I see the title of the movie, I go, oh, I know that movie. That's got this dude and that dude in it. But then I start to watch the movie, and I realize I don't know what's going to happen next. But I've seen the movie.
Uh-huh.
So there's
that.
That's
why I watch House of Cards.
Wow, I had a spoiler, man. I was listening to Levine Large, and she binge-watched the whole thing, and then she
said...
That's
the only way to watch things anymore.
She said that they killed this one dude, and I was like, spoiler. And it's only been out for like a year. Kevin, though, he's spacey. I don't like his very slight southern drawl that he has in this acting that he does, because it's just a little bit of one where it almost sounds like Kevin Spacey. He was narrating a show I watched, a documentary recently.
Kind of sound like Morgan Freeman.
A little bit like Morgan Freeman.
I've never seen the two of those guys in the same room together.
They do a great makeup job on whoever that is.
Man.
Flames watched Orange is the New Black the other day, a few episodes of that.
What'd you think? Titties. First episode. That's pretty cool. Fairly true story. My wife bought the book after seeing the episodes and not wanting to wait for season two to come out in July or whenever it's coming out, but...
Yeah.
July's not that far away now.
July ain't the far away now.
I ain't done nothing. That's how them people from Oklahoma talk. They've been hanging around my house. He ain't done it. They use the word done for dead more than anything.
Yes.
He's like, I tried that, but he ain't done nothing. He ain't done nothing about it.
Last one I seen.
Speaking of foreigners.
Cold as ice.
A guy in Brittany bought a used PS3 and some games on Gumtree.com. You ever been there?
Who's Brittany? Brittany bought a used PCS on Gum.
Yeah, but he never got it, and so he decided he would text message the guy.
Yeah?
The entire works of Shakespeare.
Nice.
Because he can copy an entire play by Shakespeare and put it into one text message and send it, and the other guy gets it in chunks of 160. He sent him nearly 20,000 texts so far.
That's awesome.
Just by sending him 22 button presses.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
The guy called him and tried to complain. But he just asked if he was enjoying the plays.
Are you enjoying yourself? I said, yeah, it's a lot of reading, but I'm all caught up.
Yeah.
What's the most money you would pay for a dog?
I wouldn't pay for a dog because I'm not a dog person.
I
wouldn't even pay for a cat.
$800.
Are you fucking stupid? Oh, wait, I forgot. Your brother.
What kind of dog would you buy for $800?
A Weimaraner.
I would buy a AKC Golden Retriever.
Why would you buy such a controversial dog?
Why? Because they're awesome.
I bought
awesome
dogs.
Yeah, but they're in the news all the time for, like, biting people.
Yeah, right.
No, like,
that's the whole reason why I would like that dog.
AKC-47 dog.
Yeah, why you want a gun dog?
Why you want to buy a gun dog? Why you want to buy a gun?
The American Kennel Club.
I heard
some guy paid in China It was a Tibetan Mastiff puppy, which they look like lions.
Yeah.
$2 million.
That's retarded. I don't care who you are.
$2 million.
That is retarded.
How much money would you have in the bank to pay $2 million for a dog?
Oh, about you'd have 25, to have a, 30 mil.
You'd have to have so, at least what, 2
so
million.
So if you had 30 million, you would spend 2 million of it on a dog?
Nope.
It depends on how you like animals.
If I had 20 billion, I might spend 2 million on a cat.
What?
But why?
But you, okay, for if you had,
I wouldn't spend money on a dog.
If you had 200 trillion, would you spend 2 million on a dog?
Yes, definitely.
You guys are dumb.
Yes. Hans, and then I would buy a cat that ate coffee beans.
I'm starting a new fucking website. It's called dogsaredumb.com. Dogs are so dumb. Oh, yeah. They'll fetch a stick, lick your peanut butter balls, but what else will they do?
A cat will do that with a rubber tongue.
Yeah, but that feels
weird.
If you shave your balls and have a cat lick them, it feels so weird because you've got sandpaper and they've got sandpaper.
That's why
and it causes an extreme amount of friction. That's why you need to put the peanut butter sucking dog. This is supposed to be what's in Hans' CD player, and instead we're talking about animal sex.
Bestiality.
Hans, it's called bestiality.
Bestiality.
It's in Hans's dog's ass.
What's on Hans's balls? Oh, wait. I don't even know. I think he's listening to something.
You know what I've been listening to is a grilled cheese sandwich because that's what I put in my CD player.
Dude.
I can't get it out.
My daughter is hooked on grilled cheese sandwiches right now. She had like 6 in one day.
Wow.
You know what you gotta do to put make it better?
No.
Put some turkey on there.
Better put some butter on it.
Hey, you know what what's good is onions on a grilled cheese sandwich.
Alright, you guys might guess the band Hans is listening to, but you'll never guess to the album.
This is the Nunion Podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, whose business is it? Nunion.
Nunion.
Hans is listening to a band that he frequently listens to, solo members of the band, and they're one of Dustin's favorite bands.
Oh, Foreigner.
Yeah, Dustin's favorite band, Foreigner. That's right. No, just kidding.
Kiss.
Is that Dustin's favorite band?
Ween.
Oh, it's a second favorite band.
Pink Floyd.
Yes, he's listening to Pink Floyd. But will you ever guess the album? I doubt it.
The Division Bell. Wait, now.
Aminals.
Now the songs are full of secrets. Obscured by the clouds. Let me guess.
The tolling of the bell.
Dark Side of the Moon. Wish You Were Here. Pulse.
This is Live early. Early, early, early.
Relics.
How many more albums they got? Fuck.
That is a lot.
More.
You'll never guess.
The early singles. The Wall.
Yeah,
one.
Finally The Wall. Fuck.
Oh,
see,
my
that,
God.
You'd never guess
which
that, would
disc?
You? He's listening to 8-track.
Oh.
No, wait. What's in his CD player? I don't
How many 8-tracks was that?
It was a 7-8-track set. 7-8-tracks.
Man.
No, but yeah.
8-tracks didn't have that much meat.
You could fit 45 minutes on there.
Yeah.
But you'd have to split a song in half.
Yeah.
It's like it fades out and goes, chakoo, changes to the next track.
And then
you're like,
comes back
out. That ruined my track.
How come nobody's reviving the old 8-tracks?
I think they are, the hipsters.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So Hans was listening to that. I was listening to The Accused on vinyl, Oh Martha, their last album, which I got into a little discussion with the guy from World of Lies about how sad it was that they broke up right after that, because it was like a return, and it was a triumphant return, great album, and now they just all couldn't get along. Oh, Martha. Damn it.
How's Ozzy going to feel?
This is the biggest, saddest love song I've ever heard Black Sabbath sing. It's all about love. It's not about weed or the devil. But whatever.
Did you check out the Moist Boys, Hans?
I think he did. He listened to it at the beginning of this episode.
What?
Yeah, we were listening to it at the beginning of the episode. He listens to every episode. But yeah, just a reminder, we got to wrap this up pretty soon. I got family in town, and I got to go back and meet Uncle Steve. His flight came in at 4:20 today, so that's
right.
Cool. From Alaska.
Right.
I thought Dana's grandma was going to have a heart attack when she was going to be surprised by her son that she hasn't seen in like 10 years. But then Dana accidentally spilled the beans.
Don't.
But then the grandma said, oh, I'm so glad you accidentally said something in front of me because I probably would have had a heart attack. She's like 80. Mm-hmm. She's already got like congestive heart failure and like blood clot in her lungs and some other weird shit. So.
Oh, wow.
You're a big fan of Jack Daniels, aren't you? You used to be. You used to drink that all the time, didn't you?
Not all the time, no. My brother drank a lot of Evan Williams, which is just like Jack's cousin. Mm-hmm, basically made from the same distillery.
Yeah, but this thing right here, though, I'm telling you what.
What?
And I'm telling you what.
Tell me what, dude.
Now, they helped pass a bill last year that says that to be enabled to be called Tennessee whiskey, it has to be made in Tennessee.
Yep.
Made of 51% at least corn.
It's got to be barrel dried.
Aged in new charred oak barrels.
Yep.
And then filtered through maple charcoal.
You got to filter that shit through maple charcoal?
Marble charcoal.
Charcoal maple.
So you couldn't be a Tennessee whiskey if you skipped any of those steps. So every Tennessee whiskey would taste just like Jack Daniels.
What if you made it in Oregon? Would it still be Tennessee whiskey?
A lot depends on the water, too.
Oh, just like...
But people are trying to get overturned so they can add a little more flavor so everything doesn't taste like goddamn Jack Daniels.
Well, they do that other stuff where they apparently drain the fucking wood from the old barrels and they get like...
Give us cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's they don't really do that. They just told you they did that on
I
the
know.
Commercial.
It seemed fucking really far-stretched to me, like a porn star's anus.
George Dickel is the number two selling
Dude,
Tennessee
Dickel's whiskey.
Whiskey.
We talked about Dickel's.
You know, that's the number two selling Tennessee whiskey and doesn't even sell 1% of what Jack Daniels does.
What?
He's got a monopoly on that shit.
Damn.
There's another one, too, that they use on, it's a Kentucky bourbon that they talk about on Justified. T-Slim or something like that.
Justified.
I like that show.
Is it a Western? Oldie days?
No, he's a marshal.
But is it in olden days?
No.
It takes place nowadays.
Oh, they have marshals somewhere?
Yeah. U.S. Marshals.
He's a marshal, and then there's the Crowder. And then Duke Crow's kind of the dumb redneck, and he's always fucking tripping. He's the guy that got his kidneys cut out.
I'm writing a new screenplay for my new show called Fire.
And then you got
Fire Marshals.
Boyd Crowder.
It's just about
he's
Fire Marshals.
He's played by that one guy who now is like, he turned over, he's a communist.
Oh, shit.
I shouldn't say it. I don't know if he's communist. I don't want to get him blacklisted in Hollywood.
What about Fire Marshal Bill? That's gonna. He's going to be the main guy on my show called Fire Marshals. He's going to be the main. Hey, we'd like to thank Pizza Now. They're awesome sponsors. They gave us some pizza now, and we ate some now. We're going to eat some later, and go call them on the phone, 541-928-0900.
You know what goes great with pizza, too, is cinnamon whiskey.
In case you couldn't hear that, it's 928-0900. Cinnamon whiskey and pizza.
Jack Daniels is doing a cinnamon-flavored whiskey in Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee.
Well, then maybe Pizza Now can do a whiskey-flavored pizza.
Oh, God. I don't know how many takers you'd get on that one.
What? You'd buy one, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd have them at all my cakers. I don't know what you're Hey, go check out our website. I forgot to tell you Monday, tagcastpodcast.com. Go to Amazon and the link there on the left and go shopping. Christmas is coming up in fucking 200 days or something. So you might want to go do some Christmas shopping or just go buy yourself a new dildo from
You can buy them there. You can buy yourself a new pink rabbit if that's what you want.
Yep. Remote control.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They got butt rabbits now, too.
What?
Yep. For your rabid butts.
Mm.
You ever had
a chocolate bunny, huh?
Yeah, you give your partner. That is a chocolate bunny. That's funny that you'd say that.
Chocolate bunny.
We'd like to end our hump day on that with chocolate remote control bunnies in your anus. You ever tried that, Flame?
Chocolate bunny.
In your anus?
Nope.
They're hollow because you can crush them with your sphincter. Sphincter.
Do you prefer solid chocolate or hollow chocolate on your Easter bunnies?
Spanktrevision.
Because I expect fans to send us Easter bunnies.
Oh, Easter's on 420. We need a lot of chocolate to eat.
Yeah, and so you prefer hollow or solid?
I like solid. I mean, hollowly solid.
Hollow.
Just solid on the outsides, but hollow in the middle.
I do. I like hollow because it's solid, man. It's all of, man, that's too much fucking chocolate.
Yeah, and
dude,
you got to bite it and it gets all in your teeth and in between your gums and it's your like, fucking teeth.
It's been in the back room for 6 years at Walmart.
Dude, that's gross.
Because they bought like 10 billion of them because they can get them cheap and then sell them to you next year.
Send them all to P.O. Box 12, Brownsville, Oregon, 97327. We'll take all the chocolate bunnies you can give us. And if we get enough, we'll melt them into a big chocolate bong.
That'd be cool.
Gats used to make ice bongs.
I still got that one in there.
What the really? Sometime. Yeah. Yeah, it's frozen solid, bitch.
Man.
If I take it out, I'll just have to make another one.
You should put the biscuit in it.
The biscuit's over 5 years old now.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, thanks for listening. Come back Friday. We might be here. We might not. You never know. But yep, we'll give you some plugs after the show.
Yeah.
You can stick them up your butt.
Plug it up your butt and rock on.
Say goodbye, Flames.
Bye-bye.
Flames.
Bye, Chocolate Bunny.
Hump it up. Oh, yeah.
Metal. Thank you, Easter Bunny. Back, back.
Ka-ka-ya.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Plugs for a full-blown holiday in Berlin. And if you know what that means, you're awesome. And we're going to start off with some open mic comedy things that go on around my area, our area, your area, which is Oregon. Every other Monday, it's Donk Gong Comedy at Taylor's with the guys from The Donkey Show, 101.5 K-Fly. That's at 13th and Kincaid. It's free. It's 9 o'clock every other Monday. And you can do an open mic, and if you suck, they will gong you. They got drink specials and stuff down there at Taylor's, which was voted one of the nation's top bars for colleges or something on some stupid list. Anyway, Wednesday nights at the Tiny Tavern, 4th and Blair in Eugene. Mac Chase has an open mic there. It's a 9:30 sign-up. Green Room is on Thursdays, every Thursday at 710 Willamette in Eugene, inside Doc's Pad. That's an 8 p.m. sign-up or something. They're free. And the Kush Cafe on Fridays, 1235 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene. That's a 9:30 sign-up, 10 o'clock show for open mics, comedy. Here's some actual shows where you just can't go there and tell jokes, but you can go there and listen. March 26th, it's Stand Up at the Shack Bar and Grill at 2865 Liberty Road in Salem with David Mascaro and Noriko Ott. It's hosted by Jesse Priest. It's free. It's 21 and over, 7 p.m. The next night, March 27th, that's this Thursday at the White Owl Social Club in Portland. For those of you wanting to know where that is, it's 1305 South East 8th. It's Lex Hilaris, which is a comedy show, a night of comedy and metal with Derek Sheen, Philip Schellberger, Jordan Kastner, Alex Rios, and your host, Noriko Ott, and a two-piece metal band called Towers. It's a $2 cover charge. It's 21 and over. It's 8 p.m. at the White Owl Social Club. March 28th, it's the fifth installment of the Grand Slam Comedy Show at Denny's Lounge here in Albany, exit 233 off of I-5. It's the only Denny's in town, so come to that. It's going to be me, Gina Ginsburg, Zeke Wagner, and John Mink. All of us were in the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing. We didn't make it through, so we're having a party at Denny's. It's free, but you can give us $5 for a suggested donation to cover the comics and their gas money and their talent. Starts at 9 o'clock. It's 21 and over. Let's see. April 12th, Chelsea Peretti is going to be at the Hawthorne Theater. You might know her from Brooklyn Nine-Nine or... she's got a Comedy Central special, and she's on a lot of podcasts. April 12th at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Moshe Kasher's coming to the Wow Hall in Eugene on April 17th. Doug Benson will also be there 4 days later for the fourth annual 420 show on April 21st. That's also Wow Hall in Eugene. Lots of good comedy shows around the state. There's more, but I don't have time for them all. Here's some music shows that you might want to go to. I want to go to a lot of these. Some death metal shows coming up Sunday, March 30th at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. It's Carcass, Black Dahlia, Murder, Gorguts, and Noisome. Tickets are $25 and $28. April 3rd, Destruction from Germany is coming back to Portland with Ex Mortis and Chrissian at the Tonic Lounge. April 4th, Black and Blue returning to their hometown of Portland. Crazy old 80s metal band at the Hawthorne Theater, Black and Blue, $20 and $25. Jason Moser's band Splintered Throne is coming to Lucky Larry's in Albany here, right off I-5 there, exit 233. Also, Earth to Ashes and Catechus is playing. Shadow of the Torture, and Bellwitch, Hans's favorite band, is playing the same night up at the Tonic Lounge. So you got to decide what you want, Splinter Throne or Bellwitch. Queens of the Stone Age sold out at Keller Auditorium April 15th. You don't need to know about that. April 24th, Anvil is coming to Portland. Cheap tickets at $13 and $15. Cemetery Lust, local band, opening for them. Also Spellcaster. That's at the Hawthorne Theater. Stump Fest is a three-day thing, which is going to be cool, including bands like Yob and Red Fang and Norska and Black Pussy and Diesto. And it's a three-day thing. I think it's like the 24th, 25th, 26th, something like that. It's going to be awesome. Check out your internets for information on that. Mastodon and Gajira and Kvlr Attack or something. That's April 29th at the Roseland. Tickets are $25. I really want to go to that. Dave Wilson's favorite band ever, Pat Travers Band's coming to Tonic Lounge May 2nd. They're also coming to Sio, but I don't know when that is. I'll get details as they become available. Bowl. May 3rd, Fu Manchu at Dante's. $15. And then May 3rd also in Portland at the Hawthorne is a night of death metal with Nile, World of Lies, and Seasons of Suffering. May 24th, World of Lies, Victims of Internal Decay, Spawn, and Hyborian Rage are going to be at the Ash Street Saloon. That's a Saturday night, May 24th. Tickets are like $5 in advance, and $7 at the door, I think. Also, punk rock legends Black Flag coming back to Portland on May 28th at the Hawthorne Theater. Tickets are $20 and $25. That's a lot of stuff, you guys. Go check it out. Go do some stuff. Listen to some bands. Laugh at some peoples. Hope to see you at the Grand Slam Comedy Show this Friday. It's going to be tits, as they say. Thanks for listening. Go back to tagcastpodcast.com and give us some money or just listen to our episodes. Thanks for listening, you guys. Pizza now.